No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and here we are today trying to make a difference in the lives of others. Of course, here on The Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories and their efforts to encourage and inspire each and every one of us to make a difference where we can. Right now, I have on the line with me Mr. Jack Spade. He's with 95.1 The Rocket. He is in the middle of a fundraiser for a mutual friend of ours, Jeremy Rose. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jack.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Very glad to have you. Of course, the Rose family has now had a house fire. Fortunately, they were able to get out of the house without injuries, Gail and Noah. You can share the story with listeners just so they kind of have a background of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. You know, like you said, the Rose family unfortunately suffered the loss of their house. But, you know, like you mentioned, thankfully, at the end of the day, you know, the house, everything in it, it's stuff. You know, there might be some sentimental attachment attached to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, the family is safe. They are unscathed, you know, not a scratch on anyone, thank God. So basically, you know, what I wanted to do, you know, any family that has is dealt a blow like this, I mean, it's tough to recover from, you know, like, you know, insurance will make you whole again. But in the meantime, you know, there's you know, all your food gets burned up, you know, all your dishes get burned up. You're eating out every meal, right. You know, you're displaced, you know, they're not at their home. And their son Noah, he's little, he's three. He doesn't really know kind of what's going on yet. So what I'm hoping to do is, you know, just I think do what a lot of people do in this day and age. Unfortunately, you know, when tragedy strikes, we just have to go to GoFundMe, you know, try to raise some funds for the family, try to help them out with the day to day until they can kind of get back home again, so to speak.
I used to have a restaurant in downtown Athens. Jeremy's dad would come to the restaurant a lot as he worked for AT&T and enjoyed his father, Neil, coming by and all the time I got to spend with them, and really grew to love the Rose family. They're a great family. When I have a vehicle like this that I can actually help somebody that I'm familiar with that I've grown to love, it really is special to be able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and like you mentioned, you know, I work for a radio station in Huntsville as well. And to have that kind of opportunity to be able to give back, you know, not only to your friends, but to the community at large, you know, if you have those gifts, if you have that ability, you know, please use it, you know, like, if anyone that you know is kind of going through these hardships, you know, put the spotlight on them. Any bit that you can do to help anyone helps out greatly.
It's been a tough time for a lot of people. You've seen it. We're very much aware of what's going on in the world, and people are having very difficult time on different levels. To have to experience a house fire right now during this time can be especially hard because there are a lot of unknowns out there. 2020 was definitely a year of the unknowns, and 2021 hasn't really offered us any real glimpse into a brighter future necessarily. But what we do ourselves to help others during this time can really lift them up and ourselves up at the same time.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were supposed to have this magic reset button on January 1st. You know, everything was supposed to be all sunshine and rainbows, but, you know, unfortunately not the case. You know, when you think about it, you know, you see everything that's unfolding in the world on social media and on the news, but to a certain extent, this what's happened to the Rose family has now kind of hit home, you know, because, you know, you're friends with the family. I'm friends with the family. I've been friends with Jeremy for over 20 years now, you know, so when you see something on a more personal scale, it really kind of puts things into focus for you, you know, that yes, everyone is kind of going through this pandemic, you know, as all the commercials on TV say, you know, we're in this together during these unprecedented times or whatever. But then when you see something like this happen to one of your friends or a neighbor or a family member, you know, you definitely want to do everything you can to just kind of, you know, help them out that extra step. But like you said, so many unknowns that, you know, that they're already dealing with and everyone is dealing with. And then to have to throw that on top of it, you know, this is really when the friends and the family are needed the most, you know, when they really need to get them out of this, help them out of this situation.
Hey, we're in this together when you let other people on your boat, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Well, I look at this as an opportunity to help this family, the Rose family. And of course, I'm thankful again that Gail and Noah were safe without injury.
Absolutely. And for the dog lovers too, their dog, their beloved dog, Saban, he made it out as well. So he is A-okay.
Yes, that is great news. If it's okay with you, Jack, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's share how people can help the Rose family, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Jack Spade. As I said, he's with a radio station in Huntsville, 95.1. Many of you are familiar with The Rocket. And Jack has organized a fundraiser for the Rose family, Jeremy and his wife Gail and their son Noah, and even their dog Saban, who survived the fire as well. They have lost their home to a house fire. This is where I want to make an impact in my community. This is where I want to make a difference, is to be able to focus on families like this who need our help. If we can focus our energy and our time on families like the Rose family and others who need our help, we're going to be better for it. We're going to help them at the same time, lift them up. It's easy to be a discouragement to people, but it's better to be an encouragement. And that's what we're here to do on The Mark White Show. So I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Jack Spade. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hey, good looking, don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, I have on the line with me Jack Spade. He's with 95.1 The Rocket in Huntsville, Alabama. He is a friend of Jeremy Rose and his wife Gail and Noah and even the dog Saban. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jack. Yep.
Thanks for having me. Do appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. As I talked to Jeremy, spoke to him earlier, and he said, hey, Jack will talk to you. I just wanted to make sure that we bring awareness to the situation, that we get the Rose family the help they need. I've noticed that the fundraiser is around $1,100 as we speak right now. I know that Gail's car is not covered under homeowners, because a lot of people will ask, well, what about homeowners insurance? Let's talk about that just a little bit and what the family actually needs moving forward. You described a few things in the first segment.
Yeah. So, you know, like you mentioned, the family unfortunately lost their house to a tragic fire. Everyone is okay. The family is safe and dry and happy right now. Well, you know, as happy as can be losing your house, but during the fire, you know, they think it kind of started in the garage. Gail was at home. She's been working home during this pandemic and, you know, thankfully able to get out. But the car was pretty close to the garage, and the fire was actually so hot and the flames got so close to the car, it actually melted the front of her car. You know, seeing some of the pictures from while the fire was happening and the aftermath of that, you know, no family should ever have to deal with that. And, you know, unfortunately they do, but you know, through the community, through friends, through family, you know, just trying to lift up your fellow neighbor, people have come together already. You know, I put this fundraiser together. I didn't even think about it. You know, I think, within like 5 minutes after I got off the phone with Jeremy, I'm like,
I need to put this together right now. Like, we gotta, you know, get the ball rolling and help them out as much as they can. You know, currently they're just living in a hotel. They'll be probably doing that for the next couple of weeks. And as, you know, as the days go on, you know, expenses are going to start coming in, you know, that car being one of them. You know, Gail will eventually need to get that car replaced. Jeremy was at work at the time, so his car wasn't anywhere around it. So they still have at least one mode of transportation, but just everything that went into the house, you know, that was lost, you know, just the day-to-day expenses, like I said, that are going to really start racking up soon. Really just want to try to help them get through this, so that, I mean, they've already got so much on their plate right now that they're trying to focus on. You know, any little thing, any problem that we could take off their plate would be huge, you know. So if you're able to make a financial contribution to the GoFundMe, that would be great. Even if you can just share that on Facebook, you know, or social media. A lot of people talk about all the negatives on social media, but this is really a chance for a positive. You can drown out some of that negativity and help a family right here in the Huntsville area. You know, they've been lifelong residents of this area. You know, Jeremy's mom lives over in the Athens area. You know, Mark, like you said, you've been familiar with the family for years and years. You know what a great bunch they are, and how much this town means to them. So to have this town come together and help them out, man, it would be awesome for them.
Well, and I'm looking forward to seeing this happen. And the GoFundMe is Help the Rose Family Rebuild. But I want people to be able to go to that GoFundMe and be able to also, as you said, a lot of times people say, well, I can't contribute. That's okay. Don't worry about it. If you can't contribute right now, just share the page. Do what you can. Don't think if you can only give $5 that that's too little. There is no amount that's too little. If you're willing to sacrifice $5 to help the Rose family, it's going to be appreciated. That goes back to the type of family they are. They'll appreciate anything that you do for them. Jeremy is one that's very humble. He doesn't even want to bring attention to this, but I guess me and you being radio guys, we want to try to reach our communities and we want to try to help them. We're going to be that mouthpiece for Jeremy going forward to help make this happen.
I mean, I had to, you know, quite literally shake him. And, you know, I was like, hey, man, I'm putting this together. He's like, nah, man, don't do that. I'm like, I'm going to put this together for you. I'm going to help you raise money, man. Just let me do this. So yeah, you know, like you said, and even just sharing the page, you know, it might not be, you might not be in a position where you're able to financially help, you know, and like we mentioned earlier, that 2020 was a wild time for so many people, and a lot of people are hurting financially right now. But even just getting that word out, getting that, you know, if you sharing that that link, that Facebook post, could maybe get it to the person that could help, I mean, you've already helped more than you could possibly know.
I looked at the page, and normally we can say GoFundMe.com, help the Rose family rebuild.
You can do that. You can search out, if you search out any, you know, Jeremy Rose, Lita Rose, myself, Jackson Spade is my Facebook name. You can find me, you can share that link there. You can go directly to, GoFundMe. If you just go to GoFundMe.com, and type out, you know, help the Rose family rebuild, or just Jeremy Rose, you'll be able to find that link there as well. But I think at this point, you know, just kind of looking at my social media right now, it's already been shared, you know, probably about over 20 times just from my page alone. If you get three friends to share it and they get three friends to share it, you know, it'll be all over, Facebook here before too long.
Get three friends. Yeah,
right?
It's easy.
Exactly.
And it doesn't cost them a dime, right?
That's right. And at the end of the day, you get to help an amazing family.
That's exactly right. And that's where I want to send people right now, is to the Help the Rose Family Rebuild GoFundMe. And so we can move forward with them and just say, look, you've got some things that you've lost, and we're going to step up and we're going to try to help you to get those things back so that your life can go as smoothly as possible.
Absolutely.
Jack, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about this. And I appreciate you stepping up and making Jeremy do the fundraiser.
Yeah, well, you know, if you, sometimes you got to drag your buddies kicking and screaming, but in the end, hopefully he'll be all right with everything.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. And look, I appreciate the fact that you have a voice, too, in Huntsville, Alabama and the surrounding area, and appreciate you using that for good, man. It's a unique opportunity to have, to be able to have people hear you and listen to you and to be able to get the word out about things that are happening in our community. So I appreciate every time you do this, Jack, and each time you step up, because it is a real responsibility I take seriously, and I know that you do as well.
I thank you for that, and thank you for, you know, everything that you're doing, much like exactly like you just said, you know, to your listeners. Thank you guys for everything that you do, for, you know, for listening, for caring, for supporting this awesome, amazing community that, you know, I think maybe sometimes some of us take it for granted, but, you know, like in a situation like this, you know, you really start to see just how amazing of an area of the world that this is.
All right, Jeremy, Gail, Noah, Saban, we're here for you. We're in your corner. Me and Jeremy are trying to help, and we have a lot of people in our community who are about to rally around you, and we appreciate you as a family. You keep up the good work. You keep your spirits up, and just know that we're here to try to help however we can. So thanks again, Jack, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Jack Spade, folks, he is over in Huntsville. He's a radio guy himself on 95.1 The Rocket. We appreciate him organizing this fundraiser for the Rose family. I do want you, again, to go check out the GoFundMe. You can go to GoFundMe, and then it's worded specifically, help the Rose family rebuild. GoFundMe, check out help the Rose family rebuild and support this effort. At the very least, share this fundraiser. Let people know about it. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter. She's going to talk about listening. That's an important quality to have as a person, is to listen, not just hear people, but to listen to them. And Kyla has a great segment coming up. So I hope you'll stick with us. After that, we'll have the Make a Difference Minute replay. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Hey, this is Carl Ray, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter, where she's living life sunny side up. And just like my old friend Johnny Nash would say, we all need a little sunshine, so y'all live life sunny side up.
It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. One of the most sincere forms of respect is actually listening to what another person has to say. Recently, I've been feeling like people aren't listening to me. They hear me speaking, but they are not listening. Often, when I am having a conversation, I feel like the person on the receiving end is just thinking of the next thing to say, instead of actually listening to what I'm trying to say. It can get me really discouraged, because it makes me feel like they don't care to understand my feelings, or what is important to me. Or worse, that they just don't care about me at all. When you take the time to listen to someone, it really shows how much you care about them. And I don't just mean pay attention. I mean really listen to the emotion or passion in their words. Listen to understand, not to reply. You can find out so much about someone when you just listen to the delivery of their words instead of just the words themselves. Listening isn't the easiest thing to do. Trust me, I still have trouble listening to people, especially when I disagree with them. But I've been working very hard on seeing things from that person's point of view and really taking notice on the emotion or pauses in their speech. I don't judge. I just listen. Sometimes, all someone really needs is an ear to listen. Sometimes all we need is just to rant to someone and let all the emotions we have been bottling up out. It never feels good to feel like you are being ignored and not appreciated by others. Nobody wants to feel like they are talking to a wall. If you feel this way, I would approach this person. Tell them how you feel and contemplate ways that you can both listen to each other better. You can't learn by hearing yourself speak. So, today, I encourage you to listen and find the details and things you never thought to look for. I encourage you to listen with your heart and answer with your soul. And always live, as I do, sunny side up. Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have artist Gage Seaborn with G. Seaborn Art from Yampertown, Alabama. I wanted Gage to share about his artwork with you today. Buddy, I saw your artwork and I was impressed. I saw Najee Harris jumping over the Notre Dame player, number 4. What an incredible artist rendering you did of that picture, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I like to do portraits of families or anything that people would like me to do. Animals, cars, it's something I love to do. I love to draw. I just started work as soon as I got out of high school. I didn't go to college. I'm just a roofer right now. I'm just trying to figure something out to do with my art.
What are some of the pictures that you've been able to do that meant a lot to be able to draw a picture for somebody? Tell me one of those that really was meaningful to you.
Probably the one for my mother recently. My uncle and my grandma passed away not too far from each other. I love just surprising her and seeing the look on her face, so probably that one.
When there are people who are listening right now who would love to have portraits of their loved ones, would you be interested in doing portraits for people like that?
I would.
Do you have a way that you would like for people to contact you?
I have a Instagram at gseabornart. Mainly just through my Facebook is how you could contact me.
At G. Seaborn, Seaborn, Art, A-R-T, on Instagram, and then Gage, G-A-G-E, Seaborn, again, Seaborn, on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
How about an email address?
Seaborn62@yahoo.com.
We'll do anything we can to connect people to you, Gage. I want to try to help you with this pursuit of artwork.
I really do appreciate it.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on the Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Jim Kelly, who's managing partner for Lawler's Barbecue. Jim is sharing the Tater King story.
You know, we have potatoes that are too big and we have potatoes that are too small that don't fit our standard. So we always just return those and Halsey picked them up. When COVID came along, they had to quit taking anything back. We needed to find something to do with all of those potatoes. We're talking about a bunch of potatoes. We're talking about 50 boxes a week of 50-pound boxes. We had a name of a person in mind, Kevin Ward. He was with the Alabama Baptist Association. He's a good friend of ours. We've known him for years. He said, listen, I'll take care of it. And what he did was he called a couple of churches that were able to pick up some of them. But then what he began doing on his own, him and his sons, who were out of school because of COVID, they started picking them up. He delivered them around to all these places that could use them, like the food banks. He even just delivered him personally. He delivered them to houses and homes. He took his little trailer, just a small trailer, and started loading them on that, pulling them by. Listen, you got to remember, this is 50 boxes of 50. That's just a lot of taters. And he's picking them up at all the stores, and he's loading them on his trailer. And then he and his sons are taking them around and distributing them. He did it for so long, all of his friends and all the people started calling him the Tater King. So he basically and his kids pretty much distributed all 50 tons of potatoes since COVID.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
And I'm talking to a guy who is part of Absolutely Alabama. His name's Fred Hunter from WBRC Fox 6 down in Birmingham, Alabama. As we said, he was born in Fort Payne, went to Fife to high school, state champions, Fife Red Devils. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Fred Hunter.
Thank you so much, Mark, and I really, really appreciate it. You know, anywhere I can stand on a soapbox or a stump and talk about the great state of Alabama, then I do that. Sylacauga is very important for us in a lot of different ways. Of course, as you mentioned, it is my wife's hometown, and we've done a number of stories there. Of course, David Purcell, I count among my friends with Purcell Farms there, close to Sylacauga. The Buttermilk Hill Restaurant, if anybody's looking for a good place to eat in Sylacauga, it's about halfway between Birmingham and Auburn, and I defy you to get a better steak than you'll find there at Buttermilk Hill.
If you would, Fred, share how people can connect with you.
Fred Hunter, WBRC, on Facebook, and also Absolutely Alabama. That's the easiest one to remember, on Facebook. And every week we'll post something about the stories which are going to be coming up. And then over the weekend, you know, people say, well, I'm in California. I can't watch, you know, Channel 12 in Montgomery, or Channel 4 in Dothan, or Channel 48 in Huntsville, Channel 6 in Birmingham. No, but you can click on it there on the Absolutely Alabama on Facebook, and that will take you to the website, and you can watch the stories on your computer. So anybody, anywhere that has access to a computer can follow Absolutely Alabama, especially on Twitter and Facebook.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Folks, we have Pamela and Taya with us right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Pamela.
Thank you so much for having me today, Mark. I'm just so happy and just encouraged by what you do and for letting me come and just talk about things. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, you know what the show's about. We're here to recognize difference makers in our communities. We want to share their stories and their efforts, and we want to make a difference in the lives of others. And if somebody's listening right now, I want to reach that individual so that they can see where they can make a difference. Maybe they're down in the dumps. Maybe they're not feeling very good about their life. Maybe they don't have a lot of hope right now. If there's something that we can share with them that gives them that hope or that peace or that comfort that they're needing to help bring them up so that they can make a difference in somebody's life themselves, then I think that that's a mission accomplished.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like sometimes, you know, we go through things. Whether they're big or small, we still suffer. What are we doing to endure, to come over that? And it's easy said than done, but I feel like we have to be strong and realize that there is hope if we persevere, and that's something that we have to continue to strive for. I feel like with me, my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So in the beginning stage, I was afraid for her, but I really didn't understand how to cope with it. And the biggest thing that she helped me was with her faith. So I learned throughout that time just to pause and stop and just trust that it's going to be okay, even though that sometimes I'm not okay. Give yourself that kind of time, like, okay, I can do better, and how do I overcome all this?
You were being comforted by the person who was actually carrying the physical burden of cancer.
Yeah, absolutely, which is crazy because usually the caregiver is the one who has it together. But basically, it was the other way around, you know?
This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now, I have on the line with me Christy Groves. She is the Activities Director at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Christy.
Thank you.
I am so glad to have you. And of course, you reached out through a Facebook group looking for people who were interested in sending 48 seniors who are down there at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. We're talking about senior citizens, an older generation, to receive Valentine's coming up in February.
It's best to mail in a packet, all of them in a packet, addressed to City Center Village, care of Christy Grove, 807 Bank Street, Northeast, Decatur, Alabama, 35601. And I'd like to have them by the 10th of February, if possible. That way I can sanitize and prepare them in a bundle.
And just to be clear, that is in care of Christy Groves, City Center Village, 807 Bank Street, Northeast, Decatur, Alabama, 35601, and have them in by February the 10th. Please consider sending a card to the people. It's not just a local effort. These cards can come from anywhere. And we want you to make this day special for these people who are there at City Center Village. If you're looking for a way to make a difference, if you're looking for something to do to be a bright spot in somebody's life, I think this is a great opportunity. And Christy, I appreciate the fact that you reached out in the way that you did to bring awareness to the 48 individuals who are there and trying to help in this way as the activities director. I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Again, we want to thank Jack Spade with 95.1 The Rocket for joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about the Rose family and the house fire that they recently experienced. Help the Rose Family Rebuild is the title of the GoFundMe. I hope that you can support this effort by either donating or sharing. Let people know about it. We appreciate Kyla Carter and her episode of Kyla's Corner today. Let's think about listening. Let's think about listening to those around us, even people we don't agree with. Let's not just hear people, but listen. You can follow Kyla Carter at Kyla D. Carter on Facebook and Instagram with the at symbol Kyla D. Carter and also Kyla's Corner Podcast. I encourage you to follow The Mark White Show as well. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and subscribe to YouTube as well. If you have a suggestion for The Mark White Show, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Please let your friends, family, and neighbors know about The Mark White Show as we continue to make a difference in our communities. Let's lift each other up as we go through 2021. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.